Hey, greetings there in the name of the Lord. So let's think a little bit about the law of sowing and reaping. You know, continually on this earth, all around the earth, there's this thing of sowing seeds. And what you sow, what you plant comes up. We see it. It's proof all the time. It's a fact everywhere. And so the same is true. The Bible speaks about when we live in the flesh or live in the spirit, for you and I, as we live our life, it's a thing of sowing and reaping there. So we want to think about that a little bit, and just hopefully we can be encouraged to sow spiritual seeds to work spiritually, because just as sure and factual that when you plant peas, you get peas, or potatoes, you get potatoes, especially if you care for it and water it and work the garden, that's what you'll get. And so the more you work it, the more nutrients you put in it, the healthier the plants are. So may we be encouraged to work spiritually, working with souls of men, the gospel, and doing righteousness and holy things. So I just have a few different scriptures here I'd like to read just to verify and just to help us just know these truths, wonderful truths. Yeah, it's hard work. It's sometimes difficult. Here's one in Psalms 126. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Promise. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Isn't that an amazing picture? You have someone that's toiling, it's difficult, the person is weeping in difficult times, maybe through afflictions, just hard. But he shall doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Wow, what a promise, what an encouragement to us, and I believe that to be true. And then there's some other scriptures. John, Jesus talked about it in John 7. Let's see, where are we at here? He just touched on it here. He told his disciples about doing the work God has for him. And he turned to them and said, "Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look to the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He that reapeth receiveth his wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." And here is that saying, one soweth, another reapeth. Jesus used a proverb there, and a true factual statement. "I sent you to reap that whereupon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labor, and ye are entered into their labors." So just reading that to verify the thing of the sowing and reaping, as Jesus himself talked about this. But it was like there's work to be done, and he that reapeth gathers labors. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Another principle that, you know, in natural life, we all work, we expect a paycheck. Well, that's the way it is spiritually too, in God's work. Then again, we have it in Corinthians, Paul talks about that same thing in his teaching. He says here, he was just teaching the churches there in Corinthians how to give and to share. "And but this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully." Another true proverb to ponder. You know, there are people who are, many times people are lazy. They just don't do much. And for whatever reasons, they just aren't given, aren't willing to spend to themselves, give their resources, energies, strength, abilities, gifts. But may we be encouraged by knowing this truth, that if we give bountifully, if we sow bountifully, we also reap. It's just a principle again. Paul touched on it here. And then there's also another one, kind of a climax to what's on my heart to share here. We are encouraged already to the Galatians in chapter 6. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, he shall reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So which of the two do we want to be busy about? I trust we want to sow spiritual things. And so let's be encouraged. Let's be reminded today. Let's make it a goal to do some spiritual work. In the last verse, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's just interesting, the simple, plain teaching language here, and it's so true, so powerful, and just so many rich promises for us here. So just want to encourage us to that end. Let's be seeking God. Let's be spiritual-minded. May God help us. I have great need of improvement in my life. I need prayers. I need encouragement as well. But I am encouraged as I look at these things. I like to look at natural things, simple natural things. I have power illustrations. Very true spiritually, I believe. So God bless you. And that's all I have for now.